Alleluia. Alleluia, 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 alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus told his disciples this parable. The kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 were wise. The foolish ones, when taking their lamps, brought no oil with them. But the wise brought flasks of oil with their lamps. Since the bridegroom was long delayed, they all became drowsy and fell asleep. At midnight, there was a cry. Behold, the bridegroom come out to meet him. Then all those virgins got up, trimmed their lamps. The foolish ones said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." But the wise ones replied, "No, for there may not be enough for us and you. Go instead to the merchants and buy some for yourselves." While they went off to buy it, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went into the wedding feast with him. Then the door was locked. Afterwards, the other virgins came and said, "Lord, Lord, open the door for us." But he said in reply, "Amen, I say to you, I do not know you. Therefore, stay away, for you know neither the day nor the hour." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
This is the most terrifying moment of my life up to that point. So we stopped and got out, and my dad got his phone. This was 1996, so you remember the phones? And he called 911, but it was like a big deal, and it took a really long time. Several other cars had stopped, and we were all gathered around the stretch trying to figure out what to do. There was a fire starting, we knew we had to get people out. And all of these grown men turned and looked at me. I wanted to say, there's not a merit badge in car wrecks. But I didn't do that. And we did it together, kind of work to figure out how to prop up the one car that was upside down and get one of the people out before the end. Before I left, one of the EMTs grabbed me. He said one of the smartest things I've ever heard. He said, son, don't put the uniform on unless you're prepared to use it. Today's gospel is all about being prepared. Five of the virgins, five of the bridesmaids are prepared, and five of them are not. They're all dressed for the party, but they're not all actually ready to go. And that's the problem. Each of us here is a bridesmaid. We're a groomsman, that makes you feel good. You've all got your party favors. They were given to you in baptism. We lit the candle and gave it to your godparents and said, receive the light of Christ. This light is entrusted to you to be kept burning brightly, that you would be prepared to meet the bridegroom when he comes. You are the brides, the bridesmaids in the story. You are the ones that he said to be prepared, and you were given a uniform to mark you out. You know if you're prepared. Well, that's that passage from the Book of Wisdom 4. Book of Wisdom 20, right? It's attributed to King Solomon. We know historically much of the content that's in there came from Egypt. The fathers of the church saw this as a sign of the genius of the Jews, that they were wise enough to take the best from the culture even that enslaved them. What did they say? Wisdom is a prime value when you're trying to make good decisions. Wisdom, not smartness, not simply cleverness, so those might be important too, but wisdom. The ability, as Solomon did, to discern good from evil, to discern the particular good in this situation, which might be shades of difference from the next situation. Wisdom is what makes a good soldier, and wisdom is what makes a good Christian. It's the ability to see the right and do it no matter what. It's a habitual disposition, a good habit that we develop over time so that we don't have to reinvent ourselves each time we have to make a decision. It's that habit of mind that gets us used to the good always and everywhere so that when we encounter the good in strange situations, we can see it and go for it. Not by coincidence today. The church celebrates the feast of St. Martin of Tours. Martin was a soldier in the Roman army. And he was known, even before his conversion, for his gentleness. He wasn't as rough with the people whom he had to commandeer as the others were. And one day, he saw a beggar who needed clothes. He was naked on the street. So Martin took his cloak, the great scarlet cloak, Roman soldier, and cleaved it in two and laid half over the beggar's nakedness, seeing only then that the beggar was Christ. The Roman soldier cutting that cape was a capital offense. He could have not just been thrown out of the army, but put to death for dishonoring his uniform. But in the eyes of that beggar, he saw a loyalty that superseded even the clothes that he wore. He saw an allegiance that mattered even more than the oath that he'd sworn resemble. He recognized good in that moment and found a way to honor the uniform more than the uniform itself could take. Martin winds up becoming a bishop, and he's the first bishop, this is telling, since he's a soldier, huh? He's the first of those early saints of the church who's venerated not as a martyr. Died instead. Normal for a bishop, not so normal for a soldier. He became a different kind of soldier. Each of us, soldiers, some in more obvious ways than others, each of us called to duty. In God's army, to be ready, to be prepared, to be watchful. I once saw a chalice that would belong to a priest who served almost his entire career in the military. And on the base of the chalice was inscribed the words of consecration: "This is my body. This is my blood." Is there any truer description, any more authentic representation of the life of a true soldier? Take, this is my body given for you. As he did, nameless wars whom you never see. As he did, people who will spit on you and revile you for the very work you're trying to do. Take, this is my body, given for you, even though you don't understand it, even though you don't get it, even though you don't appreciate it, because that's not why I do it. Do it, because I love you. Take, drink, this is my blood, poured out for you, even though you can't imagine why, even though you're afraid to receive a gift because of what it might demand of you. Take, eat, take, drink. This is me, my whole self. Make it work. Tonight, we do the same as we do every week. I say the words or I sing the words, and I sing them only to draw attention to what we're doing. Words have power. And when they're sung, we notice their power. This is my body. This is my blood. For you, and you, and you, and the great many we will never know and never see. Those who have fallen asleep and those who are still awake. Those who have already heard the call and those who are still waiting. Those who deserted their post and those who stayed faithful for you. The only question that ever matters when we come to this day is, are we ready not only to receive the gifts, but to do the same?